88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Marino's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to reelect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
No Jay Foreman. He is on the road in Bloomington, Austin. Norman with you here. Joined now by Chancellor Brewington. Chancellor, welcome back, friend.
Yes, sir. We're back in the studio, Austin.
Now we are. We will be here again tomorrow for pregame and then tomorrow for postgame. So get used to it, folks. Get used to it. You know you love it. It's okay to admit it to yourself. No harm, no foul. We're with you for the next hour, getting you set up for Nick and Jay out in Bloomington. This is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Every type of meat, every type of cut. Special ingredient, butcher shop, all that good stuff, Jay Foreman usually says, is all true with 3 Lincoln locations and 1 Omaha location. All right, Chancellor, let's just jump right in here. Old Dad 34 on the text line. Do you think Indiana is worthy of its number 16 ranking?
We're getting right into it. So
this is an honest show.
Yeah, it's an honest show. So I would say yes. But are they as good as a top 16 team? No. You know, you look at the best opponent they played, you know, toss up between Northwestern, toss up between Maryland, you know, Northwestern goes and beats Maryland. So it's, you know, let's just say it's Northwestern. And I personally have Northwestern in the very, very, very bottom tier of the Big Ten. Out of these 18 teams, I actually have Purdue, UCLA, and Northwestern leading those three, of course, right? And I would say Maryland now is probably in there. But when you look at the Northwestern game specifically, it's like, man, it was a ball game up until 6 minutes left. Fourth quarter, it's 27-24. So I don't believe this Indiana team is a top 15 team, top 16 team. But when you go undefeated, just like we see with Iowa State, when you go undefeated, you're going to be in there. And and that's just how the ranking and the point system works. But talent-wise, purely talent, purely skill, I definitely think Nebraska out-talents them. But as far as a top 16 team, I don't believe they have the talent.
So a normal year, they're fringe top 25. Probably where they end up at the end of the year. Is it still a top 25 team by the end of the year? Or you think they fall out?
Yeah, I mean, well, based on what you got coming up, it's really dependent on this game. Because then you go and play a decent Washington team who's had some success, had some failures. You know, then Michigan State, and then you got a two-game gauntlet with Michigan and Ohio State. Yeah. So, you know, I think Nebraska and Indiana are kind of in the same boat this week. This game will dictate a lot of their season, a lot of, you know, where they're going to end up. Really depends on what's going to happen this weekend.
Terrible Carol on the text line says, I hate doing this comparison, but losing to Illinois isn't as bad as losing to Vanderbilt. Nebraska's one loss came to a good team. Yeah. Illinois is good.
Yeah.
Are they going to be top 10 at the end of the year? No. I think Illinois is better than Indiana, though. I really do. Maybe that's just relying too much on Bielema's history and track record. Altmaier's fine, but Bielema's gotten the best out of him. I think that both Bryant and Bryant and Franklin would be the best receiver on Indiana's team. Yeah. That's not to knock anyone that Indiana has. They're good players. I just think Illinois is a little better than Indiana across the board.
Yeah. I mean, Altmaier's playing really good football. really good football. I think his only turnover this year has been against Penn State. Mm-hmm. And it was a tight ball game, 21-7. Mm-hmm. You know, the Purdue game last week just didn't really make a lot of sense to me. I didn't watch the whole thing, but just looking at the numbers, play-by-play, highlights, I'm like, this thing doesn't really make sense to me. But I really think this Illinois team, when you look top to bottom, I think about this Illinois defense, right? I compare them to Indiana's, and I'm like, you know, I definitely have Illinois taking the edge. And then you go offense for offense. I think they're two different styles. I think Indiana's, you know, they're a team that can score in, you know, 2 minutes, right? They like to throw the ball a lot more. Illinois is a real balanced offense, a real 50-50. But I definitely think as far as teams play, I think Indiana and Illinois are about the same. But when you look at, you know, the Indiana defense, man, there's some holes. There's some holes. And Maryland,
like where?
Maryland, well, they play a lot of zone, right? Mm-hmm. They play a lot of zone. They send a lot of blitzes. And a lot of time when you send blitzes into zone, you know, your gap integrity lacks, right? And so there's a lot of times where, you know, Northwestern and Maryland, and even, you know, in the UCLA game too, like they got gashed a couple times in those type of looks when they're sending blitzes. And I know one thing about Dylan Raiola. I mean, he plays good against zone. You know, I don't think it's not that Dylan Raiola doesn't play good against man. I think our receivers don't separate versus man. And that Indiana really doesn't, DB wise. I mean, I think they're 5'9", 5'10 on the outside. Not too big guys, not usual guys you see in the Big Ten. So I think Nebraska can capitalize on that.
So that's going to be my next question. For a freshman quarterback going on the road for his first game, on the road at least against a top 25 team, do you like him seeing more zone or more man?
Yeah, I would love to see more zone. I think that helps him out. It helps the receivers out too. Just based on who we got. I mean, Jamal Banks and Isaiah Nair, I would say they're more possession guys. Mm-hmm. You know, third and eight, I like them. They're not a guy who's going to quote unquote burn you with their speed or has this terrific, you know, route running. As far as separation goes, I think zone is probably where we're best. Probably where Raiola is most comfortable. But then that comes a problem, you know, the infamous question, can we run the football versus, you know, whatever they play, right? Whatever they play. And, you know, I have my own theory on that, but yeah.
When you look at that wide receiver core for Nebraska specifically, it seems like a game that maybe Jalen Lloyd gets a few plays here or there, but he strikes me as a man guy. Yeah. He's fast. You can run past him. Is this a Janarin Bonner possession game? Is this a running backs out of the backfield, make a guy miss sort of game? I'm with you that I think the two wide receivers are going to be featured and should be featured. But, you know, Indiana's going to know that Nebraska wants to feature them. Who are the secondary options for the offense?
Yeah, so I do think Banks and Nair are going to be big on the outside just because predominantly I believe it's a lot of quarters and cover three. So on the outsides, I think there's going to be opportunities. But I like Barney. I like Barney exploding this week. Nice. Not only in the run game, because obviously we use him in the jet sweep. Some of those count as passes, of course. Mm-hmm. But I like him. I like him. You know, on some crossing routes. You know, on some you know shallow routes, some mesh concepts, stuff like that. I think he can excel there. I think Ramir Johnson will have a big day in the receiving game. Just some running back stuff out the backfield, play action stuff. Northwestern hit a bunch of those. And then, you know, I think Jalen Lloyd can stretch this field. And I think it's time you get Fedoni involved. It's beyond time. It's well overdue that, you know, he gets at least, you know, five or six targets. You know, if they're going to play soft and not man him up or, you know, not mug him up, no, not choke him, stuff like that, man, it's time to get him involved.
Ramir Johnson, the best chance for Nebraska at running back? Do you think it's just he's the special weapon out of the backfield, or do you think he's earned RB1 against the style of defense Indiana's going to play this week?
Well, one thing I know about Nebraska up to this point is they're going to mix in this running back room. Yeah. And that my personal opinion, I would like to just not live or die by one guy, but let one guy just get rhythm. Put him not first drive, second drive, take him out, right? Just let him get acquainted for, you know, half a quarter, whatever it is, two or three drives, right? And mix in Ramir, mix in Emmett, whether it's, you know, you're starting with Dante or starting with Emmett. But Ramir's a guy who can do it all. And he's going to see the field no matter who the number one guy is. It could be Ramir, of course, but let's say the number one guy is Emmett Johnson. Well, you still need a guy like Ramir in there who can catch the ball at the backfield in the screen game. He can pick up blitzes and he can run the rock as well. So I just like his skill set. And I think moving forward, you know, this is the game where you got to find some type of run game, because at the end of the day, Austin, we're midway through the year. There's not a whole bunch of change that can happen.
Even with the bye week halfway through?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you can't run the ball this week, you just can't run the ball. Like, you know, it's
great.
Great. Sorry.
Cool.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like you can all of a sudden recreate your identity, you know, Ohio State week when you need it the most, right?
Yeah.
And when I look at these two games coming up, not looking too far ahead, but you got two heavy pass opponents coming in, or that you're playing. Playing Indiana, and you know they're going to throw the football, and what combats a high-powered offense, and you know, in the passing game is a high-powered running game on the opposing end, where you can, you know, they're around 31 time possession, both Nebraska and Indiana, that they're averaging. You need to find a way to keep Nebraska's defense off the field. One way you do that is by running the football.
When you look at this game, do you think this is a game that Nebraska's offense is going to be asked to keep up in a shootout, or is the defense good enough to maybe limit Indiana to mid to upper 20s, maybe low 30s? What's an attainable goal for the offense and the defense? What kind of style of game do you think Nebraska's in for?
Yeah, so it's interesting because I you know, obviously Tony White has played Curtis Rourke before. Mm-hmm. How do you say the last name?
Rourke
yeah. Before. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. I'm assuming the game plan is you're going to throw a lot of things at Rourke. You're going to throw a lot of, you know, different blitzes, and, you know, you're going to play sound coverage on the back end, some drop eight stuff. But I think it's a game where Nebraska, if they stop the run, if they don't let Ellison and the other back, number 17, mm-hmm. their little two-back system, if they stop them early, Indiana can't run the football. Like, I don't believe they'll get over 100 rushing yards, right? If they can stop this, you know, they're averaging 535 yards a game, right? Yeah. So if you stop this rushing game and turn it into a, you know, where they have to rely on quick game, with that, when they have to rely on, you know, shots on, you know, second and eight and this and this. Mm-hmm. And then you let the dogs eat, you let James Williams, and you let the, you know, this D-line, the death row, as they call themselves, eat. I think, Austin, you can get under that 17 mark, ooh. I believe. And hold them to, you know, three or four field goals or two or three field goals with a score. But I mean, you know, if you hold them to under 20, 21 or 24, I think that's a winning ball game. Because I think Nebraska's offense can score over 21 points. So you got to hold them under 21. That's my key to victory for sure.
That's fair. I think that this Nebraska season, the narrative around the team, it's just kind of funky because Nebraska's running backs, and we looked at this, it was Dante Dowdell, Ramir Johnson, Emmett Johnson are all averaging at least 4 yards per carry.
Right.
Not bad, right? So it tells you, hey, run game's actually solid, but we still have questions about it. We're not completely sold on the run game. The pass game, you know, you have all these weapons, and every once in a while a guy pops up, but it's a guy for game than a different guy for game, which is fine, right? Balance and versatility is good to have. I still think, Chancellor, we're waiting on that one full game from the Nebraska offense. I think, to really instill confidence, right? You go out, you get a five-star quarterback in Dylan Raiola, who's played good football. Yes. Perfect football? No, but good enough football to win. And it's why Nebraska's 5-1. I still think there's such a big section of the fans that might tell themselves or talk themselves into, oh, we're run the ball people. Got to run the ball more. But I think as soon as Dylan Raiola has his first 300-yard game, it's, why didn't we cut this kid loose? Mm. Why is this his first 300-yard game?
Right.
So I think I know he's got it in him. He's got to have it in him. If he doesn't have a 300-yard game in him, that's a problem. Whether it's him or the play calling or whatever it is, I'm looking for a big offensive performance out of Nebraska this week. I want Nebraska to have a kind of game that Indiana got in against Northwestern. Mm. Right? I want to see that it's a tight game back and forth, that Nebraska does have to answer the bell in the fourth quarter. And I want to see proof that Dylan Raiola can go win this team a game, even as a freshman. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. And I know for a fact he has more than 300 in him. I think the number one thing is I would say it's easier for defenses to account for things when Nebraska, it looks like they don't trust themselves in the run game. And that's all I need. Mm-hmm. I just need someone to trust, because, you know, if you're committed to, I'm not scared to run a basic concept and just say I'm better than you. Mm-hmm. At the end of the
day, mano a mano.
We don't need to do a misdirection pitch, you know, versus Purdue on 3rd and 5, right? We're going to get in. First of all, 3rd and 5, we're going to trust 15 to make a play. Mm-hmm. But if we're 3rd and short, we don't even need anything fancy. We're just going to pound a rock like they preach, right? Mm-hmm. Pound the rock. And what you do when you consistently pound that rock, it's going to split open eventually. So just trusting a traditional run game. And Urban Meyer said it best. You know, a young quarterback's best friend is a powerful run game. And he said he thinks Nebraska has it. And it seems as if we kind of haven't trusted it and committed to it. And by committing to a run game, I still think this offense should be a 60 pass, 40 run. I still think it should be. Mm. Just because Dylan Raiola in quick game, he can get 4 to 5 yards, just like a 4 or 5 yard run.
Yeah. When you look at that mindset from the offense, I think there's a lot of different places you can look. Running backs, good, deep, stable, but no one's established themselves as a guy. Maybe it's confidence, maybe it's play calling, I don't know. Some of it's on the offensive line. It's improved, it's better, it's fine, hasn't been a huge hole, but I still don't trust the offensive line to line up on 3rd and 4 and push the pile ahead. It's done it on the goal line a couple times, but I think it also goes back to play calling. Marcus Satterfield hasn't shown that willingness necessarily to stick with it. Or if he does, it's very vanilla. Is Marcus Satterfield putting too much on these guys' plates in terms of the schematics in the run game? Or is it just maybe a lack of consistent results that's holding the confidence back?
Yeah, I think you're maybe dressing up. Maybe, like you're saying, maybe getting a little too fancy in the run game. My personal opinion, what has worked in the Big Ten, I look at, you know, even like the Penn States, I look at Michigan, I look at Iowa, Wisconsin, the teams that run the football really well, it's super simple. Mm-hmm. Even you look at Rutgers, you know, Kyle Manunga, like the schemes that they run is super simple. It's nothing where, you know, you're going to line up in, you know, 7 different or 12 different formations with 12 different concepts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even your own guys don't even know what they're doing at sometimes. And you got a young/inexperienced O-line. In some areas, obviously left tackle, Justin Evans, Henry, in there at guard, and, you know, maybe Mazuka's back, whatever. But you just have some pieces. And I think, you know, keeping things simple and traditional would be the key for that, in my opinion, because that just opens up things, because now you can run your play action looks off of those same looks.
And then that brings me to this question.
Oh, boy.
Nebraska, is it talented enough to get away with simple? Right, because I think there's a fine line Marcus Satterfield has to walk, because yes, the talent has improved for Nebraska, arguably, but is Nebraska good enough to just line up against, you know, an Illinois defense? Clearly we saw it wasn't, and just run the ball. You mentioned their holes in Indiana's defense. Maybe that's something. But you don't want, at least I don't want Nebraska to get too vanilla, get too predictable, and not have a chance to succeed because the scheme's basic and scoutable. Mm-hmm. But if it's not a confident group, hey, let's maybe rep the simple stuff, get as good as we can at it, and then start adding on later.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess what I mean by simple, the concept, let's say just a zone scheme, right? But then you can add, you know, Ja'Cory Barney flying in motion, right? Mm-hmm. And that adds a whole new element. So you keep it simple, but you use to your advantage what you already have. You have two big receivers out there. You know, you can run some RPO looks off of some things. Have Jalen Lloyd, have, you know, be put Bonner in motion, add some interesting things. And we've seen that stuff work. I think the number one thing is just trusting it and using your tight ends in the run game as well.
Is that Fedoni?
Yeah. I mean, not giving him the ball, right? But just using yeah. him and moving yeah. him around and, you know, causing some problems because, you know, those tight ends can run block.
They sure can.
Yeah.
At least we want to give them the opportunity. Good stuff here. We'll take our first break of the hour. When we get back, a lot of interesting games around college football, including tonight. There's a 5-1 versus 1-5 matchup in Durham, and it's the home team that's 5-1, not the visiting Florida State Seminoles. You get Oregon fresh off a big win going to Ross-Ade Stadium to take on Purdue tonight, and a fun Saturday ahead of us as well. He's Chancellor. I'm Austin. This is Old School. Come back with us.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.